Good question, Iqbal. I'm not sure I have the answer at the moment. We are working on it, though. We're doing pretty much everything we can. Doing the hard yards, it's just not paying off in the games. It's a matter of really just knuckling down and putting your hand up. I spoke to Mac earlier, and that's what it's going to come down to. One or two guys to put their hands up and to make that big performance for the team. We haven't had it for, like you said, the last seven odd games, which has been very disappointing. But it's not the right time to get down on ourselves. We've got a series to win, yeah, and we're still in it. It's 1-1. Very disappointing performance, though, and not happy after a good win in the last turn. I always knew they're going to come out fighting. It's no doubt about that. They're a world-class team, and that's what world-class teams do. We were actually expecting that, and we were asking from each other to put up a real fight today, which we tried and did really well for the first 50 overs, but unfortunately lost our way. No, not at all. Well, that's just how I start my innings. Unfortunately, I haven't had the opportunity in the last seven odd games to go past 20 or 30 odd. I think I went past 20 or 30 odd once against Sri Lanka, and I was flowing in that innings when I scored 50 odd in Sri Lanka. It's a matter of getting myself into the game. I always try and get 20 or 30 odd and get a feel for the game, and from there on I kick on. Haven't had that in the last few games. So we did the hard yards tonight once again, got to 10 odd. There's not a lot of batters in the world that get to 10 and just play with free spirit. I like to work hard for my runs to start off with and then express myself towards the end of my innings. I think batting in first or second against the Pakistan bowling attack is pretty difficult at the moment. I've got to give them credit for the way they bowl tonight. Batting second, yes, maybe a little bit more turn on the wicket. The wicket got a bit drier, but there are no excuses. They are just small areas of the game. That's part of cricket. The wicket changes and things like that happen. So we just didn't play well enough. It's simple as that. I haven't heard much, but we're hoping to get him back for the third ODI. There are quite a few days in between the second and the third one now, so we're hoping to get him back within the next few days. Look, I know he's a really good player. Unfortunately, it hasn't gone his way in the last few games. He'll keep working hard the way I know him. We still have a lot of faith in him, and unfortunately, it just wasn't his night tonight. To be very honest, I am feeling pressure. I think any captain that leads a proud nation like South Africa and the Protea team feels pressure. I definitely do feel pressure. There's no doubt about that. But I'm actually enjoying my captaincy more than ever at the moment. I'm really enjoying my cricket, really enjoying leading this team. I feel I'm getting a good response from the guys, especially on this tour. Didn't show tonight, but I've got full confidence in the fact that it will come through in the next one. So really enjoying my captaincy, and that's a good positive. They've got, I think, two in the top five in ODI rankings at the moment. So it's world-class spinners we're playing against here. It is difficult, but we definitely have the batting power to look after that. Hasn't shown for seven odd games, like you all know now. But once again, I've got full confidence that we're gonna come back, and that's the way we all play our cricket. We're not gonna give up now. So we'll work hard and come back. I always thought I was a good player spin over the last 10 odd seasons of my career. Okay, the team. Let me just think about that. Seven odd games didn't go too well. But when we played Pakistan and South Africa, the spinners didn't seem to have too much of an impact. So it's just really a matter of adapting to the conditions here. Like you know, we're playing against a world class spin attack. We'll just keep working hard. I honestly don't have a lot of answers for you, except for, like I said earlier, a couple of guys must put their hands up and get a few partnerships going. We're obviously totally different captains, but I've played under him for all of my career, and I know exactly what he's all about. I learned so much from him, so I'm pretty sure there are some similarities, but obviously different human beings and different captaincy strategies out there. But there are a few things definitely that I picked up over his career that I'm trying to imitate, but also trying to keep my own flair and do my own thing as well. Yeah, definitely if Ash comes back, we'll obviously accommodate him. I know Dale's almost ready to come back, and we'll certainly have to make a few changes in the team. There's no doubt about that. It's just a matter of getting that balance right and getting the right players in the right spots for the next game, and that balance is important, so we'll look after that. Yeah, it's a you got to get that balance right once again. Personally, I'd really need one day away at least, just to freshen up nicely. There's a big break, so it's a big gap between now and the next ODI. So we've got a bit of time to just freshen up our minds and then work really hard going into the third one. I'll chat to Russell and we'll get that balance right, so we don't rest too much but also don't work too hard.